This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Ruskin and Sack on ESPN Arkansas. The man said all that. Why am I talking about it? I don't know.
It's a great question. I ask that question every day.
I don't know why I do it. Why do we do it? For the glory, obviously. Right. That's why we do it. Yes. Of course. Okay. I appreciate you being there on the other end of this here microphone. Thank you so much. 866-285-4005. We've gotten a text on the McLarty Dental Hotline already from BE.
We have.
And I am looking forward to the first person to ever text this show from a 327 area code.
That'll be fun.
That
should be a big day.
Can we give them a prize?
I think we should. I don't know what we'll give them.
What do you want? A bowling pin? What do you want?
Oh, a signed bowling pin?
Yeah, about that.
Give a few of those away.
You can sign a bowling pin.
We have to start today with we haven't done this in a while, a battlefield promotion.
Okay.
Yesterday at 2:04 p.m., and I didn't want to gloss over this and get him in trouble, but Ryan in Prairie Grove and his lovely bride had a baby yesterday. And that in and of itself is worthy of a Laurel and Hardy handshake. However, Ryan in Prairie Grove checked out of the delivery room to go listen to this stupid show during his wife's labor and possible birth of their child.
Don't you think someone went and got him when the important part was happening?
Derek, I know that you haven't been in the delivery room, and there's a lot of chaos that goes in there. There's also a lot of sitting around that goes on. However, I know this from two trips. If you were the male and your wife is in labor, you do not leave that room. You do not leave that room. I was told that bringing a PlayStation 4 was unacceptable. Because, you know, and we were there for 12 hours with the brat. He checked into the bathroom to listen to us while his wife was in labor, giving birth to his child.
Yeah.
He's going to skip a few ranks. I'm going to make him a one-star general. If you are willing to check out on the birth of your child to listen to this garbage, Ryan in Prairie Grove is our first Merry Band of Idiots, one-star general. Salute.
Way to go, General Ryan.
I was so blown away by this man. So committed to this. We're not that committed.
No, we don't.
We are
if
not
only
that,
he knew how no. little we cared. I don't think he would care as much. You
now,
know
John
what I mean?
John has just texted and said, I had y'all in my ear during my wife's delivery, too. What the hell is wrong with you people?
You know what it is? These little things right here.
It doesn't.
People have them on all the time.
When you're in the delivery room, man, you got to be focused, laser focused.
On what? Your job is done.
I understand that, but you are there as the one support system. And if, like I had to go through, I had to endure, if someone wants to hit something, that's your job.
When you bring the heavy bag in there, one, two,
nope,
one, two.
Just walked in and started getting beaten because apparently it's very
well,
painful.
That's it. That for you, that was an accumulation foul. Let's be perfectly honest about that, right?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
That's what it was.
TA says that Ryan has the heart of a Razorback.
Can you imagine if this basketball team had 12 Ryan and Prairie Groves on it? They'd be kicking everybody's ass. They'd be 13-1 right now. Instead of these daffodils they are now.
I was absolutely blown away by Ryan and Prairie Grove's commitment to what we do.
17-1, baby. That's what they do.
He is the first and only one-star general in the Merry Band of Idiots.
17-1. If this team had half of the grit and dedication that Ryan and Prairie Grove has, they'd be on fire right now. They might be the number one team in the land.
See,
I'll be honest
now
with
we're
you.
Getting stories about things you guys have done to avoid work. Brad Rogers, what the hell wrong with you people? That's a rhetorical question, right? Mm. Yes. Yeah, it is. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Wow. Here's a text out of the 903. Almost missed the birth of one of his children to go get an energy drink.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Here's a text out of 479.
that's almost as bad as going to burn a cigarette while you...
Text out of the 479. My wife had a C-section Friday. I had y'all in one ear and her in the other. What is wrong with
you? Can you put up a poll?
See, I can't do that. I can't have... I can't be listening to something that is talking in one ear. Music, I can do it. So if you're listening to music in one ear, I can do that. But I do not have the mental capacity to listen to two people talk at the same time. The person in the room and the person the earbud.
You struggle just one person talking.
I have a hard time paying attention to this.
Right.
Of course, I don't care. But, I mean, that's another whole issue altogether. But, yes, that's it.
Here's somebody that almost missed the birth of his daughter because he was going number two.
I'm very regimented about that. So if it happens between 8 and 10 in the morning, then I could miss it too, I guess.
DQ, what would you like this poll question to say?
Have you ever listened to this show during the birth of your child?
Yes.
Now, a lot of people are going to say no, but what's more important are the people who say yes.
It's the 3% who say yes.
Well, this is one of those where people will be dishonest because they don't want to be found out as a terrible person.
That's true.
Right. You know, yeah, like the whole "Do you need Jesus?" one. Like a lot of people lied on that one because they wanted to say the right
that
answer.
Literally one of my favorite,
not the actual answer
that we didn't talk about.
I know. Why didn't we talk about that? You didn't want to upset anybody.
Well,
why do you have a manual pencil sharpener over there? Are you well?
I'm going through a phase right now. I don't know what it is, but I bought a box of pencils and
you
I actually
made fun
kind
of me.
Of,
oh my God, well, we're losing him.
No. I sharpen them and then I stick them in DQ's ceiling.
I see.
All right.
So you're not actually writing with them.
No, I am. Well, I've got a game tonight, so I use pencil during the game.
Oh, see, I score in blood. It's a little different. More permanent.
Okay, DQ, your poll question is up.
Look at that. Put it on the poll.
Yeah, I read that this morning.
What if the mom was listening while birthing the child? Has that happened with anybody? I'd like to know.
First of all, if you have us on one of those stupid speakers while you're going through the whole labor delivery thing, you really need to reevaluate some of the choices you've made in this life. You're not fit to be a parent.
Well.
No, you're not. If you're I'm not fit to be a parent. If you are listening to this on some sort of device, whether speaker, in your ears, whatever, you're not fit to be a parent. During the labor and delivery process, DQ, tell me I'm nuts.
What if, you know how surgeons listen to music?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, no. No.
Wait,
no.
You think we've been heard during a surgery?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know if that's allowed. I feel like maybe a podcast or something wouldn't be allowed.
Can you imagine?
Oh, that would be
if you giggle a little and then your heart's cut open or something.
We lost the patient because Ruskin was screaming about something and we couldn't.
Here we go. Derek in Fayetteville. On January 9th of 2020, my son was born in the evening. I was listening to all the shows for 4 days while we were in the hospital. What is wrong with you?
How about a little gratitude for the support, Zachary? How about that? How about that?
I am concerned. I am very, very concerned.
The country's going to hell. All right, come on. We're already there. I mean, seriously. So this should not surprise you in any way, shape, or form. The people are listening to this.
Wes in Fayetteville's dispatching trucks with the way them in one ear, us in the other.
I can't do that. I can't listen to two things at the same time. I can't do it.
If anybody,
maybe I should try.
I swear to God, if anybody has listened to this show during, you know, sexy time, I quit. I don't ever want to know that.
I'm going to start listening to something else in my other ear, in my good ear. If these people can do it, I can do it too. Let's see what's on here. What do I got? Any good? I can listen to the Morning Rush podcast while I do this show. How about that?
You'll fall asleep.
Oh, here's an interview with Steven Soderbergh. That's interesting.
There you go.
I like him.
Do you need a reliable roofing company that you can call at a moment's notice? United Roofing and Waterproofing is the answer to your issue. Joey Vivano and his team service commercial, residential, and industrial roofs. Consultations are always free, and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. That's 312-7369. You can also check out United Roofing and Waterproofing on Facebook and Instagram.
BetOnline is your number one source for all of your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right on your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign in today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The zombie apocalypse happens. Who lasts longer? You, me, or him?
Me.
65.2% of you said DQ.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I knew that.
Who's last?
Me.
Boy, do they know us or yeah. What?
DQ, can you tell how rich someone is by how difficult it is to find their kitchen trash can?
Yes. 80. That and microwave.
Okay.
80. If it's the drawer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 80.8% of you said yes.
If your microwave is sitting on the actual counter, you are broke. Is that the indicator?
You know, maybe, because mine isn't even sitting on the counter.
Wow.
It is hanging up or whatever it is.
Well, DQ, I have a text here for you. He's a 10, but he listens to this show during the birth of his child.
You know, I don't think I'd like that.
We had somebody who was listening while his mistress was giving birth. DQ, are you currently seizing the day?
No.
82.2% of you said no.
Are you carpeing the diem?
82.2% of you said absolutely not.
Well, if you're here, you're not, obviously.
Do empaths know that they are annoying the bleep out of the rest of us? Your choices are yes, no, or what's an empath?
Yes.
They don't know. They don't know.
25% of you said no. 58.1% of you did not know what an empath was.
I am one.
DQ, not for you. Have you ever listened to this show during labor and or delivery? 6.5% of you said yes.
Liars.
Your Ruskin and Zach X polls. Brought to you by Unlimited Heat and Air, who's currently questioning what they are doing with their lives right now. 479-225-8809. Cadillac. He had relations yesterday with an AirPod in his ear listening to us.
What?
He was told, leave it on. They're funny.
Hey. All right. About that.
Y'all are
That's a compliment,
bunch
right?
Bunch of degenerates.
Here's a text from Brian on the McLarty Dino Hotline. Good. The men's basketball teams listen while they're getting their hair and nails done.
Jason from Drasco, where's that?
Pin him.
Where's Drasco, DQ? He listened while getting it on.
Drasco, what up?
Man, what? Wow.
It's by Mountain Home.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Look at that. Justin and Mountain Home's mom and stepdad don't have a microwave.
Okay.
They use fire? Like, what's how's that work?
Well,
what do you do
well,
about
that in itself is like
rare.
A sign of class. If you don't need the microwave.
How do you handle the popcorn situation there?
Yeah, DQ.
You do it on the stove.
No.
What is this, the 40s?
Yeah, really.
I mean, seriously.
You have one of those
Jiffy Pop deals.
Oh, God, with
absolutely.
The little wire.
Yeah,
oh,
no,
come on.
No,
no, no, no. No.
And then you have like the water kettle.
No.
Water kettle.
That's, no. That's a move. No microwave.
Oh man. That's, what do you do? What popcorn. We fix this. We fix popcorn. You just put it in a microwave of 95. Boom, it's done. Come on. All right.
It's been an emotional 22 minutes for me.
Built-in microwave, Rich?
Not necessarily.
If it's on, so if the microwave, you have like a big kitchen island. If the microwave is in the
kitchen island.
In a drawer? Like the drawer microwave?
Yeah, like you open it or something.
But you think having a kitchen island makes you idle rich?
I do.
Do you have a kitchen island?
Yes.
Yeah, see.
What if the microwave is in the wall above the oven?
See, that's where mine is.
Oh.
And that's where my parents was.
I see. What if it's above the stove?
What about
the stove and the oven are the same contraption.
No, they're not. There's a stove, and then over
okay,
here, there's
an oven.
Okay,
if you have two separate things, that's already one thing, then. If you have a separate stove and oven,
yeah.
Listen, that's insane.
I need a double oven.
Listen, we are getting... I need a map, because all I asked was where Drasco was. Somebody said it was by Mountain Home.
We got a map in there.
Cody in Mountain Home says it's definitely not by Mountain Home.
You want me to go look it up?
Gilligan says it's near Greer's Ferry. Ben in Little Rock says it's north of Heber Springs.
Okay, I looked it up. It said it's by Mountain Home.
Okay.
A lake setting near Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Cody?
No, that's wrong. That's incorrect.
Is it?
Drasco is in Cleburne County, and it is north of Heber Springs.
All right, Ben in Little Rock is correct.
It's a bedroom community to Concord, okay. As we all know.
Of course. Yeah, downtown Concord.
That's right, exactly. Of course. That's right. Actually, I think if you're in Drasco and you, quote, go to town, I think you're going to Heber. Or maybe Batesville.
Okay.
I don't know. It's kind of in between. Because, you know, this is how this works, right? Like, you go to town. Like, if you're in, what is it? Like, Winslow, I would imagine going to town is Fayetteville. Maybe Fort Smith. That's a tough one. That's a tweener also.
Okay. DQ, Ethan and Atkins says he has a kitchen island and that has stainless steel on top of it. Is he idol rich?
Good Lord.
That's weird.
Okay.
That's like a kitchen, like a restaurant kitchen.
Oh, an industrial kitchen.
And yeah, he has an industrial kitchen.
Does he have a
kitchen.
Commercial kitchen? The big vent hood over the thing?
He has the giant dishwasher that has a conveyor belt.
Oh. Oh. Okay. There you go. North of Heber Springs. Thank you. All right.
All right. I'm glad that we settled that.
So are you quitting?
Yes.
Okay.
There are people, and I don't know if they're lying. I don't know if they're lying to me or not. But
it seems like they could be.
But the very fact that some of you have done some of this stuff while we've just been sitting here yammering is, I have very low expectations for the Merry Band of Idiots. That's why we call you the Merry Band of Idiots.
Why don't you, next time, why don't you turn the treble all the way down and the bass all the way up?
Yeah. CDQ, if you had seen the movie, you'd know
That's
what we
right.
were talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah.
This is why I keep telling you.
I heard
you.
That actual bit the other day. They
did
replayed
you?
It from, yeah.
Wow.
From the actual show, okay. Not the movie.
Wow.
The actual, when he did that.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, DQ, this is why you need to watch the movie, and then you would, we're talking about the movie privately.
It wasn't that great because, like, there was the delay on.
Well, sure.
So all you could hear was him, like, 10 seconds before the, after or whatever.
Yeah, it's.
It was very confusing. His father was a radio engineer, though, so he knows all about this.
Symphony Sid, and that was what was.
That's right. Okay, let's see here.
God, I'm so disappointed in some of you.
So when is your last day?
Right now.
You're quitting.
I'm packing my stuff.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Jamie in Fayetteville says he has listened while in the bathroom. Please don't. Gosh, I don't. You know what? I don't want to know anymore. I don't want to know.
I would like you opened this door. I would like to.
I didn't. Yes, Ryan in Prairie Grove did by sneaking out of his wife's labor.
Yes, and
to find out what we were doing.
And we could have ended it with that, but you pushed further, saying you would quit if you found out someone listened to this show while they were fornicating. So then those responses came in, and now you opened the door on this.
I just don't know why.
Can you say fornicating?
Sure. I'll allow it.
Okay, all right, great.
It's not my paperwork anymore. I don't care. Say whatever you want.
Okay. So now what would you like to address? If you don't mind. Now what?
I don't know.
DQ, what about Tyler? His sister doesn't have a microwave, but she uses an air fryer to reheat things.
Big time.
That's
now, you don't like the air fryer people. You think they're snobs.
I don't like hearing about all of their air frying all the time.
You don't like hearing about the air frying escapades?
No. Uh-huh. No. I like to... Here's someone who listens while having a shower
God
beer.
God almighty. Robert!
All right, Robert, way to go. Nothing like a good old shower beer. That was one of our great discoveries.
It really was. And we need Bubba to get Carpenter. Bubba. Yeah, we need to get Bubba back on to maybe expand on that, see how many shower beers he has in the off season.
Well,
it's an entire summer.
We're going to do that thing again as fans where we project all of our hopes and aspirations on the baseball team, and they don't go 55-1 and then everybody gets mad. We're going to do that thing again. I can already see it on the horizon.
I don't think they're going to get mad if they go 55-1.
Oh, they will. No, they'll get mad.
No, no. The losses are built in. Now, if they're under 500.
They don't understand that on baseball. They don't believe in that.
If they're under 500, then, you know, maybe we start hitting the panic button. But I think we are becoming more discerning with baseball. Listen, I'm talking about you and me.
Oh, we are. Yes.
We start to see trends a little bit earlier where there are issues.
I thought you meant them. I'm like, No. If they lose 2 out of 3 to Alabama, the world's ending. I mean, come on. More discerning. What? Come on. Let's see here. Here's someone who likes to air fry popcorn after CrossFit.
You know what? Go take a lap. Just go take a lap. Please.
Oh, wow.
Okay. For those of us who listened to talk while our wives were in labor, when should we expect our children's Merry Band of Idiots membership card? We should get that.
Yeah.
We should start handing out some Merry Band of Idiot membership cards.
Bozo had a fan club.
He did.
Yeah.
DQ, can you drum up a Merry Band of Idiots membership card? You're good with the graphic stuff.
Oh, yeah, I could do that.
All right, DQ's on it.
Right.
DQ, do you hate air fryers?
No.
Okay, yeah,
Ruskin does.
Yeah, Ruskin.
I don't hate them.
Yes, you do.
I just hate people talking about them all. I do hate the people. That is true.
They're a new device.
He hates change.
That people want.
He doesn't like change. Anything that is new is scary, and he doesn't like it.
I find this incredibly hypocritical coming from you, of all people.
Because anything...
Well, two things can be true at the same time.
Yes.
Anything you can put in the microwave, you can put in the air fryer, and it's a million times better.
Who's doing the research on this?
And the oven
I'd like some data
on
that.
The oven is a hassle.
Can you reheat pizza in there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is it good?
It's the same. It's the same as... the key to reheating a pizza is taking a wet paper towel and putting it on top. If you do that, the moisture goes right back into the pizza. It's like when you bought it.
Science.
Right.
Yeah. We do need someone to name their kid after us. That would be a high honor.
Don't do that.
I want a little Ruskin running around.
No, you do. Well, you know what? You'll have your opportunity.
A kid named Ruskin. That's first name, not last name.
No. No.
That would be a great honor.
No. No.
We named our daughter DQ after our favorite radio show. Be awesome. You know who's not doing that? Nobody's naming their kid Ty. We know that much. They're not doing it.
They are striking Ty. Okay, how about Todd? Todd. Definitely not Ty. Definitely not Ty. Cross that one off the list. Right. He's just a local idiot.
Just saying.
Now,
they might be naming their kids Matt after Matt Jones. That is possible. We once named a dog after Corey Beck. So, I mean, you know, you name things, you name creatures after Razorbacks. That's what happens. You know?
What?
Did.
Creatures.
Creatures?
Well, animals, pets, kids. You name them after, after Razorbacks. I was almost, as I've told this story many times, I was almost Marvin Sidney. And I wish I was, because that's a much better name than Derek Ruskin. Marvin Ruskin? Mm. Marvin Ruskin.
I mean, Tanner and Tupelo's baby's named after Sam Pittman.
That's unfortunate mistake.
Yeah.
It's like naming your kid after John Pelfrey. I mean, good Lord.
Skeeter's wife's due in May. Naming rights are still open.
How do we get in the bid? How do we submit a bid on this?
Jamie and Fayetteville with a great question. I have signed a baby, or would having a baby named after me be a bigger honor? I think signing a baby...
Yeah,
you can change a name,
and then you
forever.
Take that kid straight to the tattoo parlor and get that permanently engraved on the
Josef had a pit bull named Nolan.
See, that's where you go. Yeah, the first dog was named Corey. Huh. Yeah, I don't remember what kind of dog he was.
What do you mean you don't remember?
Well, I don't remember. It wasn't my responsibility.
Whose responsibility was it?
My sister's dog. I didn't like dogs back then. I like them now.
Did she put the dog in the freezer?
No. He wouldn't fit in the freezer.
He was alive when he went in there.
No. No. At one point, I think we had 3 dogs, which drove my parents insane.
You think?
I think we had, we had 3. At one point, we may have had them all at the same time. I can't keep the timeline straight. Because one of them,
How do you not know how many dogs you had as a child?
I don't know your name. I mean, come on. Like, what?
How do you, I don't know. That's like a hallmark of your childhood is knowing how many dogs you had.
I don't know.
While we're on the topic of pets, there's somebody that DQ claims that likes her cat, who may or may not like her. I mean, he likes the cat because he likes her, right? Not because he likes cats.
Nobody likes cats.
Thank you.
What? This is not true.
He likes the cat because he likes you.
No.
Yes, 100%.
No.
No.
Have you taken the cat for a walk lately?
I don't have a
harness. Are you saying that he's staying with you because of the cat?
No.
Okay, then
I'm
he
not
likes
saying that.
He tolerates the cat because he likes you.
No.
Does he have to load up on Claritin?
No, he's not allergic.
Is he taking shots?
No. Not allergic, thank God.
Yeah. I thought you were bringing the cat in here. What happened to that?
Yeah, what happened to that?
You guys said no.
Oh, that's
no,
right.
We've got squirrels. Go get them.
Oh man. Be blood everywhere.
No, after that incident at the farm, I'm still traumatized over that. I'm not going to lie. I dream about it.
I had a dream. I had a dream that Elvis was in my dream. He was driving that like purple Cadillac. Elvis Presley was in a dream of mine like two nights ago.
Hey, Zach.
I don't remember what he was doing or why he was there. I just remember I woke up and Elvis was in my dream.
Exactly. How you doing?
Jamie and Fable with a great point here. Do we get to name Ryan's baby?
No. I bet the baby already has a name.
Eric, Patrick, Ryan, and Prairie Grove. Oh, there you go.
I think we should have an opportunity to maybe name the baby.
How about Trevin?
Trevin. Okay. Mm.
How about Tremon? No?
I believe the baby's a girl.
How about Tremona?
Tremona.
It's the feminine of Tremon, right?
Smack Daddy, who by the way has flu B, he was too cheap to get flu A.
A real man would have got flu A.
Did you greet your dog with a handshake?
Maybe you'll get flu C next time.
That's funny. That's very funny.
I can go home and get this. I don't need this here. What are you talking about?
Spoiler alert, DQ for BE. If you're into reptiles, he'll be into reptiles. If you're into cats, he's into cats.
What if you name the child Bay?
Bay.
B-A-Y-E. Mm. What about that? No?
What about L? Because that could be short for a lot of things.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, that's good.
Just thinking out loud.
Just L.
Keon. No?
It's a girl.
Okay. Keona.
It's a girl.
Okay. Well, I don't have a lot of help for you here. Okay. Well, that's 36 minutes of your life you'll never get back here on Ruskin and Zach, which is what the promotion should say, right. Honestly.
Well,
4 hours, you'll never get back.
Gilligan dated a girl for 6 months, hated cats. Fake it till you make it.
That was her motto, not his.
What about Patricia?
That's a fine name. Fine Christian name. Fine Christian lady.
Picture this. A cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable, and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more details. That's arlingtonhotel.com.
I just received word during the last break that Billy Joel has a new single coming out February 1st, the title of which is Turn the Lights Back On. I bleep you not. That is the actual name of Billy Joel's new single, Turn the Lights Back On, as we sit here
in the
card studio with no lights right now. But the mics work, apparently.
As far
Does
as
the bell get... work? Okay, all right. Game on. That's all we need.
The saga...
Can we light the Taylor candle?
No.
Okay, all right.
The saga of Kate Ellen or Lila Mae continues. Ryan at Prairie Grove has texted back in, tell my sister to shut it. Paperwork's done. They just have to brand her, and we're on our way.
Okay, it's not a calf. I don't think you're allowed to brand the child. You're not allowed to brand an adult, so I'm pretty sure you can't brand a child. Although, is that an Arkansas law? Against the branding?
I don't know.
We know with that that cult up there in the north, you can't brand people. I don't know. Somebody looked that up. We got any attorneys listening?
I'd ask DQ, but you can't see your keyboard.
What's the statute
on
that?
Second attorney, I know you're not doing anything. Right. Is it illegal to brand a child?
Pull over from in this state to brand anybody?
Right. Yeah, anybody.
Chasing the ambulance and get on a Nexus Lexus or whatever that thing's called. And look it up.
Get on WebMD. Find out if we can do that.
WebMD.
WebMD's got answers for everything.
That's right. That's right. You either have a hangnail or you're dead in 10 minutes. Right. Those are the answers on WebMD.
There's no in between. You've scratched yourself it's terminal.
That's right.
Oh, man.
All right. We're getting tech.
I don't think you can brand children or any.
In this state?
Yes.
All right. Hold on.
Gilligan says that.
Okay, the phone works.
All right.
Checking it. Checking it.
Gilligan says you can brand people in Yellowstone.
Yes, that's a television show. Again, we have people who think that's real. It's not a real show.
At the comedy show, one of the group of women that I was telling you about, she said...
This is the three single ladies.
Yes. It came up to the guy asked who in the audience had tattoos. And this woman, one of the women said that she had her farm brand tattooed, not branded on her, but tattooed on her.
Okay.
And then she said, like Yellowstone.
Oh, boy.
Did you raise your hand?
I didn't.
Why, DQ?
Because he would have made fun of me.
Do people understand that Beth Dutton is British? You understand that?
No.
She's British.
Don't care.
She's doing an American accent.
Do not care.
On a television show that isn't real.
Do not care.
You understand that?
Don't care.
Okay. All right. She's British.
Who cares?
What does she know about the Great American West? She's from London.
Who cares?
Like, come on.
Who cares?
All right, fine. No. Admiral says you have to brand identical twins. You can tell them apart. No, you just mark on one with a marker. Right?
Right.
A marking only you would recognize. That's how that works.
Ty is texting.
Yeah.
British women are hot.
Dynamite drop in, Ty. Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by.
What a contribution.
DQ wants to know, where's the breaker box? It's on the other side. You want to go find it?
Can you? Oh, hold on.
I think Dale has it.
Is Dale going to fix it?
No, I think Dale's showing.
If not, here's what I'd like to do. Mm-hmm. I would like to get you on the phone and you go fix it and be on the phone with us here on the show.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. All right. We're going to have Zach go fix the lights. And, get on the phone so we can hear him.
Because
we don't have a mic cord that'll go that far. All right. All right. Zach's leaving. I mean, he's not leaving. I mean, maybe he is. I don't know. All right. We'll figure this out. Okay. We'll get to Zach on the phone. Zach, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. He's going.
I'm walking into the salon. Does anybody need any hair care product?
Well, I could use some conditioner if you don't mind. Conditioner, please.
I'm on it. Yeah. I got it.
Thank you. Just put it on my tab over there. Appreciate that.
I
love the door. Show me. That's so good.
Yeah. All right. So let's go to the breaker box.
We'll tell you if we have lights, okay? We'll tell you.
All right. Let's see here. Number 20.
All right.
That's
number 20.
The one that we're looking for.
Okay.
Yep, there she is. All right. We're going to go off.
Hey, the lights are on. We got them.
It's like I know what I'm doing. It's like I've done this before.
It's very bright.
I know. It's hurting my irises. Can you?
Okay. Conditioner, DQ, do you need anything?
Yeah.
I'm on it.
What do they got going on at 3:45? They got an open chair over there? All right. There you go. Thank you. That's Zach, everybody. We have lights fully restored here in the studio. Doggone it. I was looking forward to just sitting here in the darkness for all these. All right. Welcome back. Okay. Let's talk to Robert in Fort Smith on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Hi, Robert.
Hey, guys. Real quick, back in the day, the Q Dogs fraternity and the Kappas were getting branded, but now, mind you, that was 20 years ago, but DQ would probably know better because I'm not around any young people, but they got branded as part of their fraternity. Nobody got in trouble then. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, but that was by choice. We're talking about, you know, like, you know, out of the chute.
Yeah, you shouldn't force someone to get branded.
Wouldn't it be great to see, you know, a six-year-old kid show up with tattoos in kindergarten? Man, it's a good, caring family, right?
I know two people who branded themselves with keys.
You have my attention, DQ. What?
They were in high school. One of them, like, lit a lighter on a key for a while and jokingly put it on the other and got a little too close and got the skin. And so then this other person said, well, now that you branded me on accident, I get to do it to you on purpose. So they both have the marking of a key on them.
Where?
On their leg. Well, I don't know where the other one is, but...
Now, were they in the same class you were?
Nope.
Ahead of you, behind you?
Well, they're older.
Okay. Would you say that they graduated in the top half of their class?
Maybe. I don't know.
That doesn't say great things about the education system down there, DQ.
Oh, it wasn't at Elkins.
Oh, well, of course.
They went to FHS.
Now, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense. Never mind. Thank you, DQ. Now, that makes absolute sense.
There it is. Keep Fayetteville funky.
DQ, do I need to go back over there and get you the anti, like, frizz shampoos?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Is your hair, like, curly on days like today? I saw some friends of mine were complaining about the weather messing up their hair.
No.
Hey, Abner's running low on that barbicide that they put the combs in. Could you go get him some of that over there?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, yeah, I'll just come out of it. It'll look like the 4th of July. I'm just going to have a bunch of stuff running out of there.
Well, we have a tab over there, right?
Yeah. Oh, sure we do. When Kristen gets in, where did all my stuff go? That's next door. Don't worry about it. What?
All right.
I can't tell you how disappointed I am in you.
Thank you.
Did you read this?
I saw it. I chose to ignore it, but I saw it, yes.
I want to retract my statement about he likes cats because he likes you. I don't think he's that smart.
You really went after his intelligence there, didn't you?
You heard the story? Man.
Wow.
This has been a very productive segment. We got the lights back on.
Yeah, if nothing else.
I was actually a little concerned as I was throwing the breaker that it was going to go poof like it did the last time.
I was expecting sparks to fly out of the lights. And I was like, okay, if that happens, don't curse. Don't curse. Don't curse. I was telling myself this mentally. That's what I was going over in my head.
Yeah.
While we describe, I believe this is a historic first, folks. Mm. I don't know if we've ever broadcast a breaker being thrown in the history of Arkansas radio.
I'm with you.
You are here on a historic broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. We've been doing radio in this state for 100 years. You've never heard what you just heard here on Ruskin and Zach.
Electrician talk.
That's right.
Yeah.
So consider yourselves ear witnesses to history here today.
All right. Who wants the next one?
Breaker 20?
Yeah, when the breaker. Yeah, breaker 20.
I'll go find it.
Okay. 20, 220, 221.
You have to find someone you can trust to not leave. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I thought for a minute, he may not come back.
I was a little concerned because, you know, the guys who were working on the system here, he kind of flinched when I went to throw it. He kind of gave it that.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, so I a little concerned.
Brace for impact?
Exactly. Like, golly. Yeah. What a day.
That's something else, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's genuflect and pause and
go down to your level.
We'll get down on your level here right now. It's 11 minutes after the hour. What a stupid show this is. I mean, seriously.
And people have sex to this.
Well, that's true. Please, it's fornicating. I'm going to need you to clean it up,
synchronized
please.
Exercise.
Please, all right? Just watch your tongue over there, all right? It's a family audience, okay? Kids are in the car. Eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, all right?
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
Is it weird to play music from a CD at a dinner party that was made by someone that you once hooked up with?
Is there something you'd like to talk about?
It'll all make sense when you see The Office.
Okay.
The dinner party episode.
Okay. I've got several episodes to go.
Is it okay, DQ, to bring out your neon beer sign at the dinner party?
But, okay, yeah. So here's what happens. I get
Is it okay to
hold it.
Try to get people to buy into your candle business? Right. Yes.
Hold it. So I get a phone call last night. Hey, we're having a thing in a couple of weeks. Would you like to come? And I went, sure, but we have some mutual friends that I'm not fond of. And I just said, who's coming? And I was told, not them. I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. Like, is this a plus one event? No, just bring yourself. Cool. Sounds good. But I when I hung up the phone, I was like, eh, that was probably rude. But
I don't think it's rude.
Okay. I mean, you like to know who
anytime you're... I ever go anywhere, I want to know who else is there.
Here's why.
Good job. Good luck replacing that TV on your $0 a year salary.
but here's why. And you know this, and people in our industry know this. If we go out on a Friday night, one of us gets popped. Who winds up on the news?
You.
We do. Yeah. And DQ, you're part of
no
it.
No one knows who I am.
Yeah, I guarantee you. If something happens.
The newspapers would know.
They revel in that stuff.
Blankety blank. Who plays the role of DQ on the Ruskin and Zach radio program?
Absolutely. We will wind up above the fold on the next day's newspaper. And that's why I ask. That's why I don't go anywhere.
You also can't buy that sort of publicity. Maybe we should do it. Like, DQ, can you go Winona Ryder and just start stealing a bunch of stuff from dealers?
See how long it takes?
Yeah, just key somebody's car.
Yeah. Go to Belk and just start taking stuff.
Yeah. I'll see how long it takes.
I don't want her to be imprisoned. Nah. Like a misdemeanor.
We'll get her out.
Oh, stealing from Walmart is basically a misdemeanor. I'm sure. I'm sure I don't do it. I'm just saying.
How many times have you stolen something in your life?
Oh, never.
What's the biggest crime you've committed?
I've never taken something.
Zach may have seen a murder. That's the biggest crime he's ever
been. He may have been a part of
that's
it.
That's right.
As far as
no one's topping that.
You know what?
No one.
Yeah. I also asked what we were eating, which...
Oh, that might be rude.
Was that rude?
Maybe.
Okay.
Well, what are you eating?
The menu was undetermined.
Oh,
and that's what I said. I was like, wow. Because, I mean, I'll eat anything. But I do like to know kind of in advance.
For as long something. As there's utensils.
Right. And it's like a jacket and no tie kind of
oh,
thing.
Oh, for God's sakes. How pretentious is this?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I don't want to go.
I know.
Tell them I'm not going.
So here's my question is what is the appropriate like housewarming gift thing like you bring? Just a bottle of wine? Because these people are heavy drinkers.
Mm, that's boring.
Okay. What am I supposed to bring?
Something better.
Like a midget? Some clowns?
Don't say that.
What am I supposed to bring?
I don't know.
Like some brie?
Yeah, bring a whole
block of cheese, a wheel of cheese.
Charcuterie board.
Yeah, bring a charcuterie board.
Go find someone who makes them. You'll probably pay like $300 for it.
You will, yeah. That's right.
And then bring it.
Some of the stuff up here, the pricing is just... Do people pay it? Is that why...
Oh, yeah, yes. I see those giant grazing tables for, like, weddings and stuff, but a ton of that goes uneaten. People only want the meat, cheese, and crackers. They don't want to eat the olives.
No olives, please.
No cauliflower.
No one wants cauliflower.
Who puts cauliflower?
Hold the cauliflower.
Right. No one wants the weird, like, apricot jam.
It's apricot, hillbilly.
What?
It's apricot, you hillbilly. Apricot?
I thought it was apricot.
It's not. It's apricot.
Says you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're from the north.
And what do you know?
I'm from Virginia.
You know, if you don't love it, leave it, all right? Get out.
Dr. K wants to know what kind of country club cult I'm trying to get into. It's not a country club. This is just a friend. That
is there branding in this cult? Because I've heard stories.
See,
are you becoming a Scientologist?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. And Abner says, well, you ask.
That's a relief. He'd be the first one to do it, though.
He'd be on the cans.
Out of all of us. No,
that's a poll question. Who's the first one who would...
that's a good poll question. Which one of us...
You'd win that one.
I don't think so.
Might be a landslide.
No. You're weird. You do a lot of weird
stuff. I'm not weird, but I'm skeptical of everything. I don't think so.
I would like to get on the cans and see what they can figure out about me.
Well, there's some guys with a truck out front who are ready to go.
It's like, you know, it's a free test. I mean, they're not going to ask you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But, I mean, they can't make you join. You go in knowing that, you know, hey, I just want to get on the cans and see what happens.
Right. They just want to sell you a couple of knives. Right. Now, then you're in for the whole kitchen set.
What do they call that thing?
I don't know.
Okay, well.
I'm not going to look it up either. Because then I'll start getting those ads, and I don't want them. I don't want them at all.
People are pointing out, DQ, that you do steal the New York Times.
No, I don't. I pay for it now.
Text out of the 903 says, bring Fireball. I do love Fireball.
But you like it.
That'll get it going.
Huh?
You like it.
Like what?
Fireball.
Yes, I do.
Maybe everyone else doesn't.
You know, did I...
Just more for me.
Did I tell you about the crawfish boil that was put on one time? And this guy said he'd bring the beer, and he brought a six-pack for himself.
Yes.
Oh, I told that story already. Yeah.
This is the way that's what you do. It's BYOB.
No, that is not nice.
The same person was bringing food to the company Christmas party and bought an individual bag of chips, of Fritos.
Yeah. That's a $2 buy.
I told both of those?
Yes, you have. Yeah,
All right.
Well. I still like to hear it, though.
Yeah. Thank you, DQ.
It just means she likes to hear it because she knows you're not going senile.
Can you break a five?
What?
Can you break a five?
Can I break a five?
Yeah.
No. Well, okay. Why don't you just pay in and we'll just refund it at the end of the year.
Store credit.
Yeah. DQ,
which you can't use online, by the way. Store
DQ,
credit.
DQ did tell us that. DQ, Tyler would like to know what a grazing table is.
It's just a humongous charcuterie board that has that brown paper spread out.
Like butcher paper?
Yeah, butcher paper. Sorry, yeah.
Cannon in Fayetteville says when he hears heavy drinking, Fireball is acceptable.
But you don't heavy drink at a dinner party.
Depends on how annoying the people are.
Well, you don't heavy drink shots at a dinner party.
Again, it
maybe
depends.
Maybe wine.
This will be like an upscale kind of thing. And like, this is like, I'm going to have to like buy new shoes for this. And I'm not happy about this at all.
Whose house are you going to?
It's just one of those things.
Whose house?
I'm not going to say their name.
Will you text it?
No.
Do I know this person?
No.
He's got to buy new shoes.
This is why I want your location, Zach. You live a million lives.
No, I don't.
Why didn't you get it? You had all of the technology in your hand recently, and you screwed it up.
That felt like an invasion of privacy.
No, we got to know where he is.
That's where you draw the line.
We got to know where he is. I'm telling you, we do.
Here's a text from Abner. Uncle Ruskin, tell us about the guy bringing the six-pack to the party again.
Abner.
No, I'm not bringing Busch Light to a bottle of wine, right?
Bring the hot dog buns.
I'm not bringing hot dog buns. This is not a hot dog crowd.
Bring a crock pot with Rotel.
A bag of chips.
These are the people that know what cheese goes with what crackers, okay?
Oh, so you can't bring the Ritzes?
I don't think I'm good. No.
Oh, man.
No, I am way out. Look, this is over my...
Sprite cheese.
Can I come?
Sprite cheese.
No. I can't come?
No.
Sprite cheese.
I'm already taking you
bring
somewhere.
Bring a can. Spray cheese? Yeah.
I would bring spray cheese. I may put it in the pocket of my jacket and bring it with me.
No. There you go. Wait a minute. You're taking her somewhere? Wait a minute.
So I received an invite to, you know, what I did back in the fall to go speak to some youngsters, some young broadcasters. So I suggested I bring DQ.
Okay, that doesn't bother me.
Okay.
Because I don't want to do that. So that doesn't bother
me. Well,
if she was getting to do something I wanted to do, I was going to be mad. But
well,
I don't care.
This is DQ's first soiree as a public figure in Molding Young Minds. So I'm going to take her with me, and we're going to go Go talk to here we go. Extra every dinner party needs paper towels.
Darn right it does.
That's right.
Ice.
Yes.
Bring the ice.
Ice. I could be the ice guy.
Bingo. There it is. That's right. Go get you a couple bags of ice and just show up. There you go. You fixed it. There you go.
Take a nice bottle of scotch. I'm not giving up my good scotch. No chance.
What about your medium scotch? Mid.
No, bottom shelf stuff, like Big Mike type stuff.
It's all the same.
But they see the thing is they would know. And I don't want to do
that. Or you have a nice bottle, mm-hmm. You just pour the low stuff into it. They'll never know. They'll never know. If they think they're drinking a nice bottle of scotch, they will not know.
This is like
if it's in a nice bottle.
It sounds like teenagers trying to refill the liquor cabinet after they drink dad's
hooch. I'm just saying.
Put water in there so the levels are right.
Dad'll never know.
Right. It'll freeze a little in the freezer.
A bottle explodes.
That's right. Zach, where'd my scotch go?
I had to answer that once. Abner and Pine Ridge says bring the weed. Okay. All right.
There you go.
That might. Dr. Tyler, not a real doctor, says you bring a bottle of Blue Label. That takes care of everything because you're going to do shots of Blue Label. And you're going to say, okay. All right. That was just a thought. 30 pack of Keystone? No.
Oh, that's a great tip.
Box wine? No.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Chillable Red?
Franzia.
Yeah.
Tip it.
That's a great box wine. 32 cups.
All right. Can we have a moment here? I have a really expensive bottle of red wine that I got as a gift. It's terrible.
Well, you can't bring an open
bottle it's not
of
open.
Wine to
it's not
party.
Open. Hold on. No, I got two.
And you think we're hillbillies. Come on.
I got two. If I was a hillbilly, I'd bring Boone's. There's two.
Two buck chuck.
I got two of them. One was really bad. And it's the same make, model, year, whole thing. And I just feel like if I get that out of my wine rack.
Someone will like it.
Okay.
I just saw a text.
Go ahead.
I can't read
Don't
it.
Don't read
Why?
That. Don't
I can't
read it.
Read it.
Which one?
The 4791.
I can't read that.
The 479.
Okay. Right under second.
It's funny you say that because I went to a party in Shadow Valley one time.
I don't want to hear about this.
Stop the
anymore.
Show. Stop the show.
I already heard about this.
Yeah, that was a bad night. That was a bad night.
Did you put your keys in the bowl or like what happened there?
That was a bad night. I'm going to tell you, I saw some stuff that night I will never unsee in my life.
Yeah?
And the people who brought me there, and you know who you are, because I know you listen. I hate you for this.
Invite him again.
Do not.
Invite him again.
Nope. I learned what a unicorn was that night. Mm-mm, no, sir. Mm-mm.
Oh.
No.
Fascinating.
Yes. If you don't, it's that old poker thing. If you don't know who the unicorn is, you're the unicorn. Okay.
I'm just glad these children are here to hear this particular hour of programming here on.
All I wanted to know was it accept? What should I bring? And it turned into this.
Solo cups.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Red ones.
That's not a bad idea.
You bring solo cups and ice.
But,
and you're the
but
man.
They can't be opened, right? Because I have a bag.
They can't be open.
Right.
Buy a new pack. You cheap. My God.
Buy a new pack
of solo cups.
I have an entire bag of them. I think I've used one.
Oh, my God.
Does anybody have a red solo cup bag that doesn't have a tear in it? Please.
Now the rep is going to show up. We're going to have 2,000 boxes of it here at the radio station.
I swear, I bought them. I think I bought them around the 4th of July, and I ripped the bag, and I think I've used one of those cups.
Were you at the Shadow Valley party? Were you the guy they sent out for cold cuts?
I think I was there 10 minutes, and I was like, I'm not supposed to be here.
Were there white rocks?
Oh, yeah.
Adirondack chairs?
Yeah.
Pineapple.
All
right.
Yeah.
Can we get an unauthorized podcast about this?
Mm-hmm. Brad Rogers says, I just learned what a unicorn was last week. At least you're single. Good point.
Wow. Maybe that's what it is, DQ. He's in several different relationships as the third wheel or something. Maybe that's what
No, not this one. Dr. Cases, why do you tear the bag when there's literally just a bread tie that holds the bag together? I'm a big dumb animal, man. I just tore it. So now I need a new one because I have an entire bag of red Solo
So your cups. Solution is to just get a new bag and
Correct.
Not buy a new pack.
Because I don't want to spend the money to go buy red Solo cups. Now I've
what
got
are they, $3.99?
Now I've got
But you're
going to
buy
bags.
New shoes?
Well, I'm going to have to for this.
What kind of shoes?
I don't know.
Bowling shoes?
Do you know the last time I bought shoes?
Versace?
You know the last...
Is there a buckle on it?
This is 2024. I'll bet you the last time I bought shoes, purchased, actually purchased shoes, was probably 2010. I mean, purchased.
Sadly, I believe that.
Oh, yeah. The last time I purchased
you
them.
Haven't
now,
bought you haven't bought clothes since Clinton was in the White House.
Because I get a lot of clothes handed to me. I get shoes handed to me every year, right around August, and I get to pick what I want, so I don't need them. I'll bet you it was 2010, 2011. It was right around the time Kinsey was born was the last time I actually bought a pair of shoes.
So we've had two presidents, and you haven't bought shoes.
Way to go, Ty.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have
three
not.
Presidents.
That's right. Well, at one and then two more.
Trump was in office the last time I bought jeans. I know that for a fact.
Was it the day that the Clemson football team got all the fast food?
Might be.
That's my favorite day of all the days. All right. So 22 minutes.
How did we go from this is a great question. How do we go from a nice bottle of wine to a Solo cup bag? Because of them. These two right here. That's how.
I don't see what we had to do with it.
I was just going to bring a bottle of wine that I had. And DQ's like, no.
You were going to bring a used bottle of wine?
No. It, unopened. It was just sitting in my wine rack. It's terrible.
That you think is nasty.
It is. It's gross.
Well, bring it then. Who cares?
There it is. That's a man.
But now they're
going to
know you're bringing terrible wine.
And you're bringing wine you already had.
Right. Yes. But it's the thought that counts.
My God, man.
I mean, you're going to need the Solo cups to drink the wine, right?
Do you need me to pay up all these fines? Is that what's going on here? Like, seriously.
I just don't like spending
here,
money.
Don't break the five. You need it more than me, okay?
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Speaking of this five.
Gratuity.
I've had this five in my wallet for over a year. I won't spend it.
It looks like it's been in that wallet for over a year.
I ironed it once and then put it in my wallet and it's been in there for...
Is that legal?
I don't know.
Who cares? It's fun, though.
Who knows what? I mean, who's policing all this?
The Federal Reserve, I believe, is policing all
that. Oh, yeah. A regulatory agency. What are they? They don't have guns.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.